Men Divorcing, written by Patrick Murphy, narrated by Anthony Pica. Chapter 1. The Trauma. It was just after midnight on a Tuesday. I'd gone to bed early. My wife of 15 years was still up. I felt like a bite to eat. I got out of bed and headed to the pantry. I remember the look of horror on her face. She looked so shocked, startled, her eyes open like she had seen a ghost. There was my beautiful wife with a new mobile phone, a phone that I had never seen, and in the pantry of all places, crouched over her handbag. "What are you doing?" She just looked at me like a child who was caught in the act doing something bad. No words came from her mouth. My wife turned to her new phone, and she just started deleting, deleting, deleting. It was more important to delete than talk to me. I was frozen in this moment. I was tired and hardly awake. It was like slow motion. The deleting seemed to go on for minutes. I just stood there in shock. The trauma had begun. Whatever was on that phone was never to be known by me. Whatever it was more important than our marriage. In time, I realized it doesn't matter. Trying to find out why is a waste of energy. It was a fact. It was over. I came to realize that I just had to accept that and not expend energy on the why. I believe that's very important. Not pursuing the why will help you survive the trauma. Chapter 2. Immediate Action and Resilience. Your brain will not function normally when in trauma. And that is what it is. You need to recognize that. Your life is turned on its head. Emotions of anger, sadness, anxiety, coming and going without notice. You need to accept these emotions and try not to make poor decisions under stress. I went from believing I had a happy, stable life to one of utter emotional turmoil. For me, I was angry at my wife for destroying our family unit. Angry that she was to take away from me 3 children with a full-time father and mother. I was angry at her lies, not telling me what she was doing on that phone. I loved her dearly and just couldn't understand it. I thought to myself that she was going through a midlife crisis of her own. I wanted her to work through it. But none of that was in my control. We had been married for 15 years. I was prepared to do anything to keep things together.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?